Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, where you will learn how to integrate metaphysical concepts with practical business strategies. Let's face it, life gets easier when you allow yourself to live an authentic, fulfilling, and prosperous life. You're about to hear an uplifting show packed with ideas and concepts that you will want to remember, so grab paper and pen and let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling, and I have a fantastic show planned for you today. So all the women listening out there, grab paper and pen, because we're going to give you some amazing information in terms of how you can tap into your secret superpower for a successful business. Woohoo! Everyone wants that, right? So I have a really fantastic guest for you. I met this woman at a conference in Banff recently over the summer, and she struck me by her authenticity and also the difference she was making for the women at the conference. Like, so many women were saying, oh my gosh, Lynn Schulte helped me release obstacles and clear those things that were holding me back, and I feel liberated. So I said, oh my gosh, I've got to have this woman on my show so she can share the secrets to this process. And Lynn, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Thank you so much, Jaden. It's so great to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, we appreciate having you on the show today. And where are you calling in from?
I'm in the Boulder, Colorado area.
Excellent. Yeah. Are you experiencing the fires that we're getting?
Yeah, no, it's pretty hazy around here, but that's about it. There's a faint smell of the smoke in the air, but it's just been really, really hazy the last week or so. So that's about it.
Yeah, it's incredible what's going on around
us.
As the fires ignite this energy that is available to all of us, there's really no accident that, you know, that things are ablaze and moving, and we just wish all those well who are experiencing the fires in your area. So, I'm happy to hear that you're doing just fine where you are.
Yes. Thank you.
Excellent. So like I mentioned, you know, when I met you at the business conference, it was interesting to me how many women had benefited, you know, from connecting with you and working with you. Now, I wasn't there, you know, during this process, but I certainly heard all about it. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, as business people, we're always looking for the next thing that's going to help us become more successful and more productive. And I think you have a really interesting approach to this. So would you share with our listeners a little bit about what you do and how you started doing the work that you're doing?
Sure. I definitely have a very unique approach to greater success in our life. And what I say is that I help women connect into the power of their pelvis. So I find that the pelvic space is this super magical place that houses so much energy and potential and magic that lies within us, that when women learn how to tap into this resource, that their whole lives change. And that's actually what happened for me, Jaden. I am a women's health physical therapist. And so I specialize in working in the pelvic area, and I do internal work with the pelvic floor muscles. And I have specialized with working with postpartum women mainly and helping them to recover from the trauma of childbirth, as I call it. And what I noticed is that when, I used to just do that on the physical level, just kind of healing the muscles and the tissues and stuff. But when I incorporated the energetics of what the energy in that space represents, what it means when it's blocked and when you get it flowing again, I kept hearing over and over again from my clients that I was changing their life. And it was really interesting because that wasn't my intent. I was just helping them to see where things were, where they were holding themselves back, and when they released that, how they could show up more differently. And I think that was the process that you were experiencing in the women that you saw after they had gotten done working with me, is that they were much more freer, more open, their energy was flowing, and they were more grounded, more centered in who they are. So you can bring more of you to your business, to your work, to your clients, to whatever it is that you're meant to do here on this earth. And there's just so much in this space. I get so excited about it. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can. And I appreciate that. And so this is fascinating to me. And I have questions for you regarding this, because this is all new in terms of, now what isn't new is, like, I'm familiar with the chakras. And so the pelvic area, I imagine that's associated with which chakra? Is it the root chakra?
Yeah. Yep, the root chakra and your sacral chakra, so the first and second chakra. And the first chakra is our safety and security and our belonging in this world. And then the sacral chakra is about our connection to family and to others and to ourselves. And what I find is that women have had traumas or abuses or things that have happened to them in their life that cause them to not feel safe being connected here in that pelvic space. And, you know, in our society, we kind of have this, well, it's down there, you know, so we avoid it and we don't really think anything about it. And I think it's so amazing to me when I get a woman to actually connect into and get that energy flowing in that area, they show up so much more confidently, more powerfully, and they're able to, what I say the magic is, like, be the center of the storm, the eye of the storm. You know, when you really connected down into your first and second chakras and you're in your pelvic bowl and living from that space, you get to be the eye of the storm. No matter what's going on around you, you can have that center, peaceful calm inside of you when you're connected there. And then a whole nother aspect to this area is really helping women to awaken to their pleasure, you know, and I'm not just talking on a sexual level, although that is very connected here, but just helping women to reconnect to what do they want? What are their desires? What are their pleasures? And when they can awaken that energy is attractive. And people are very magnetized to people who are living and having fun and being in this pleasurable state. And that is what I would love for everybody on this call to really get, is that when we allow ourselves to really bring in greater pleasure into our lives, greater joy, to have more fun, success follows. People want to be around pleasurable, joyful, fun-filled people. And they're more attracted to wanting to work with you, too. So there's so much that can happen when you really connect into this area.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's like an energy gets developed inside the body and then expressed on the outside. And when there's an outward expression of joy, enthusiasm, abundance, all of that amazing energy, good things come right back to us. So in terms of you and your journey, you know, as you know, my show is called Soul to Profit Radio, and our listeners are entrepreneurs. They desire to align with their soul's purpose and build a profitable business. So please share with our listeners your answer to the journey that brought you to aligning your work with your purpose. What was that like?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I just love looking back on our journey, and in my life, at least, at seeing, like, all the stepping stones to get me to where I am today. And I started my physical therapy practice here when I moved to Boulder, and I started working with pregnant postpartum women. And I just really found a deep connection to that work. And I was very happy. I had a very thriving PT practice, doing hands-on one-on-one sessions with people. And during a couple of those sessions, I kept hearing this inner voice, this inner guidance saying, you need to do something more. You need to do something bigger. And I just, you know, kind of went, well, how is that supposed to work? Because I can sense and feel with my hands on the body what's happening to the energy. So, you know, the inner guidance was like, you need to do something more and bigger. And I'm like, well, how? Because I can't have my hands on more than one person at a time. And so I just, you know, kind of stayed open to, you know, what's this supposed to be or look like? And this, you know, truly was my soul's calling. My soul was calling me to expand and to do more. And so I just kind of got guided to take this marketing program. And then I signed up to do a year-long mastermind with this coach. And it was after I made that deep investment in myself and in my business that it came to me in working with other women in this year-long program. I learned that I can actually sense the energy in people long distance. I need to have my hands on people to be able to help them to learn how to shift their energy. And at, you know, at the same time, I was finding myself saying the same thing over and over and over, walking women through these same exercises. And it just kind of dawned on me that, wow, this is my program. This is what I need to be teaching women. And so that started the creation of my online group program. And I got off the call just, Jaden, from my first group program, and I was doing a group coaching call. And it was so juicy, and I had so much fun. And I remember hanging up on that phone call going, this is what I am meant to be doing. This is it. And I was just so overjoyed with really knowing that this was my soul's path, my soul's journey. This is the work that I meant to do with women. So, you know, it just kind of evolved and came, and I just kept taking one step after another. Even though I didn't know what the heck I was, you know, ending up doing, it all just kind of laid itself out for me and my plans. So it's been really fun and exciting.
Good for you. It sounds like it. And you trusted, you know, and that's often the key. You know, most people want to know how something's going to unfold before they even get started. You know, they want to know what it's going to look like, you know, how quickly are they going to make, how quickly are they going to make money? And that often keeps people from taking the steps. So hats off to you, Lynn, for trusting in what
you
were, you know, being guided to do. And then as you took a step, what I heard you say was as you took a step, another one was presented. And then eventually you got to the point where you did that group call and you said, oh my gosh, this is what I'm here to do.
Yes. Yeah, it really was. And it's kind of like, you know, putting that foot out there and then that step would just appear right underneath there. But, you know, I was in motion, and you've got to just keep, you know, you may not know exactly what you're meant to do, but just, you know, keep taking action. And eventually you're going to hit the bullseye.
There
so
you
that's
go.
That's the important piece, right?
it sure is. And that brings me to the second question that I ask each guest, and that's around the profitability of your business. You know, can you share with our listeners what took your business, what tipped it over into that profitable category? Was it something you did, a strategy? Yeah.
Definitely. A couple of strategies. I feel like I can talk to both to the entrepreneurs who have a practice, you know, a hands-on or a physical practice, and then those that work online. I've developed strategies for both of those parts, aspects of my business. So how I developed my PT practice was to do free talks out into the community. So I had a class, How to Lose the Pooch for Good. And I would offer that to postpartum women and market it to, you know, get women into this free class, give them some great information, but then also educate them on why their body's feeling the way it does and why they could use my help to help feel better. And that's how I built my PT practice, was by offering a free class and then getting people into my practice. And I'd also make them an offer in that class to pay for a session in advance. And I'd offer them a slight discount to encourage them. And then that built my practice, and word of mouth and women having great success from coming to see me, that has gotten that PT practice going. And then I started doing the online world and, you know, doing the group programs. And for me, there's been two ways that I have been filling my programs and getting clients in the door to work with me in that way. And one is doing launches by doing an actual webinar. So again, kind of taking that free class concept online and developing webinars that educate women about the work that I do, because what I do is so different and so unique that it, you know, it's kind of out there. I can't just get people, oh, sign up for my program. They've got to understand it. They've got to figure out what it is, and that's what that free webinar helps them to do. And then once they hear that, they go, oh, but of course, and then I need that, and then I get them into my programs. And so the whole webinar and launch thing. I feel like that whole world is kind of people who are really doing it well, you know, the Jeff Walkers and the Kellen Rushes and, you know, those guys that are making millions of dollars on their launches can be a little intimidating for those of us that are just starting out and just getting started. And so I just want to encourage anyone here who is thinking of, you know, like, I want to take my work online, I want to do online group programs, I want to do launches, that it really is possible for you to do that, that you don't need to do it to the great scale that, you know, the big players, the big fishes in the sea are doing, but you can do it on a local scale or a smaller scale. And there's great resources out there. There's the Joint Ventures Insider Circle, and a friend of ours, Jaden Tom Madsen, is, and Cheryl Wolowick are launching the Strategic Alliance Summit. And, you know, those are all opportunities for those of us that are just starting out to tap into other people who are in that same boat to promote each other and to help each other out. And that's the piece that I absolutely love about joint venturing and doing webinars and launching things, is the collaboration, that it really supports helping women, helping people to get their work out into a bigger way. And we're supporting each other and saying, hey, I'll mail for you if you'd send out an email for me. And that's how I built my practice, is just, you know, starting off small with the smaller people that have, you know, similar list size that I do, and some have a little bit bigger, but they're still willing to help me out. And it's just been really, really fun. And the other great way that I've gotten clients is through speaking and getting in front of groups of audiences. And I've done something with really fun in our area with a group of women. You know how when you're out networking, you always kind of run into similar people, but you resonate with a certain, you know, vibe with a certain people. And this girlfriend and I, we've started a group called Girls on Fire, and it's a Facebook group. And it's all those people that we really, really resonate with who are really doing good work in their business. You know, it's not someone who's just starting off. We've kind of handpicked and, you know, created this special little group of people who are doing work that we enjoy and want to support. And then we are each other's cheerleaders, and we are helping each other to get their work out in bigger ways and find opportunities to speak. And it's kind of like this you know, women's little networking group that we've created ourselves to help support each other and being more successful in our business. And that's been really, really fun to be a part of. So there's just all different kinds of creative ways to help get your work out there in the world. And I just really love what we've created here in our local area. So does that help? Oh,
that's really helpful. So networking is big from what I hear you say. And, you know, of course, getting out, meeting people. Is there a particular webinar service that you prefer to use?
You know, I am still trying to find the ideal one that doesn't charge an arm and a leg each month. And I can't say that I have been super thrilled with anyone yet. So I'm going to hold off on making any recommendations yet, Jenny,
okay.
Because I've tried a couple of services that have been attached to Google Hangouts, and I've had glitches in the past. So I am trying Zoom for the first time in this next launch. So I have to hold off on saying anything. I know, you know, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. Let us know how Zoom works. And, you know, like,
yes, I will.
I agree with you. Any of these, most of these services have the glitches. So it's like, what, which one is better than,
the least,
you know,
the least
glitchy. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So you'll let us know
right.
on Zoom.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. So tell us, Lynn, the title of the show today is Women's Secret Superpower for a Successful Business.
Yes.
What is the woman's secret power?
Well, as you know, I've kind of already said, it really is our pelvic space. It's the energy in our pelvis that is our superpower. And here's the thing, Jaden, that I see the most in women that I work with is that we have women have blocked their ability to receive. And so that shows up in the left side of your pelvic space as a huge, you know, the energy is not able to flow in on that left side. And when we are blocking our ability to receive, we limit the opportunities that come to us. We aren't able to hold as much. So our pelvis actually represents how much we can hold in our life. So the work that I help women do is to really visualize, like, what does your bowl look like? and we use our intuition to really tap into that inner knowingness. And that pelvis shows us a bowl. It can, you know, some people actually visualize it and see something. Others kind of feel it in their body. Or you can maybe know what your bowl's like. And that bowl tells you how you're showing up in the world. And the left side of your bowl is all about your feminine energy. And your feminine energy is your ability to receive and to allow and to just be. And I feel that in the business world, especially entrepreneurial world, where, you know, solopreneurs especially are trying to do it all. And we really get into that do. I've got to write more blogs, send out more emails, make more Facebook posts, you know. And the left side, the feminine side, is more of about just being and receiving that inspiration. And if a woman is blocked to that flow on that left side, then she has greater challenges in really receiving that inspiration, receiving that inner guidance, that intuition of what's best for her next in her business. And so helping women open up to receiving is huge. And there's a couple of questions I ask women to see if they are open to receiving. And one is, how do you receive a compliment? Have you ever given a compliment to someone, Jaden, and they're like, oh, this thing, oh, I bought it on sale, or I don't really like my haircut, you know, or you know what I mean?
Completely. You and I are speaking the same language. I use the same phraseology and questioning in my workshops. And that's exactly what I say too. How are you receiving a compliment? Because those are free.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And if right? you're not receiving free stuff, how are you going to pay? You know, how are people going to pay you and receive that payment?
Exactly.
Yes. And then the other thing that I love helping women understand, because women are such nurturers and we're such caretakers and we want to take care of everybody. And that's such an outward flow of energy. And yet, you know, we have duality here, right? Two sides of the same coin, giving and receiving. And so we're such good givers, but if we're not open to receiving, then we're not balancing that energy within us. And so I asked women, I said, have you ever tried to give a gift to a woman who couldn't fully receive it? And they're like, yeah, have you ever done that, Jaden? You try to give something to someone and there's like, oh, well, thank you. Or, you know, they don't really fully receive it.
Absolutely.
And how does that make you feel?
Not good.
Exactly. And so when I help women understand that when you don't fully receive that gift from someone, you're not giving the gift to the giver. And so we need to have that.
We do on so many levels. And, you know, the quote that really helped reframe this in my mind was, I think it's by Anonymous, or at least the book that I read it from said Anonymous. It didn't have a name attached to it. But it said, the most generous person is the one who receives.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes. Yes, it is. And because, you know, and I think I try to appeal to a woman's sense of giving, and that by receiving, you are giving a gift.
Exactly.
The person trying to give me something, right? So really.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting that you're doing this work and you've really hit the nail on the head around this receiving aspect for women especially. And it's interesting when I notice in my workshops, when I talk about this, that the left side of the body is the feminine side, the receiving side, women are surprised because they often feel like they're giving all the time. You know, they're giving to their families, they're giving to their business, they're giving, giving, giving. So when I suggest that the masculine is the giving part of us and the feminine is the receiving, women are really shocked by that. Do you find that as well?
Totally, totally, yeah. Well, and it's just, they're so just not aware. And that's where I love helping to bring them into their body. And, you know, when we really focus on, I really help women kind of come down into their pelvis and say, okay, what do you feel? How does the left side compare to the right side? And in so many cases, that right side feels heavy and depleted, and it's like overworked, right? Because it's so doing so much and giving so much. And then the left side feels empty. And that's the emptiness of not receiving and not bringing in. But I do have to say, Jen, in women's defense here, we may have received too much attention to energy that we didn't like. And so that was part of that blocking off, so that we don't receive the attention we don't want. And if things, you know, and so if things have happened to women in their life, maybe they've been abused or raped or, you know, have gotten unwanted attention, the response that we do is we leave our pelvic space. We abandon that area because it doesn't feel safe anymore. And we do that out of protecting, trying to protect ourselves. My work is helping women to understand that coming back down into your pelvis is your protection. So when we leave and abandon that area, we're thinking we're trying to help ourselves, but we actually leave ourselves more open to any energy coming in. And the thing women need to all women need to understand is that we are the energy keepers of our families. We are energy holders. We carry and hold all the energy for everybody in our family. And so that's, again, that pattern and habit of bringing it all in, but yet we don't really want it, right? So we block it, yet there's this disconnect happening, this kind of struggle. And what I teach women is that when you come down into the left side of your pelvis and you are present down there, then you're the gatekeeper. You get to decide what energy comes in and what energy you keep out. So that is one of the biggest tools and keys that can help women to really understand how to manage other people's energies better. And the other big piece,
As you were saying this, it's fascinating, and I'm also wondering too, you know, some of our listeners might be thinking, well, how, you know, other than, so you talked about opening up to receiving, what would be another step that would help a woman get into the pelvic space, that left side, and really clear that energy out?
Perfect. Thank you for saying that. So there is an exercise that I teach, and we're not going to have enough time to really allow people to do it together on this call, but I'm just going to explain it, and then women can do it whenever they have time. But our pelvis is a storage house. It's kind of like the black box of a, you know, on the airplane that records and holds all the data. So our pelvis is that for all of our unprocessed emotions, traumas, events, and things that have happened to us get stored in there. And energetically, we're hanging on to all that. And it really just clouds our clarity. It dunks us up from really being knowing our truth and knowing where we need to go. So an exercise that I teach women in my programs is called the pelvic sweeping exercise. And you can just imagine your pelvis, imagine you're a small little being and you start at the front of your pubic bone and you've got a broom. And you can imagine the bottom of your bowl, there's a drain. And we open up the drain and we're going to walk around clockwise around your bowl and just sweep into the middle all that's willing to be released. And just allow that energy to drain down between your legs, down into Mother Earth. And as you're going around the bowl, you may find an area that's sticky or resistant or, you know, it's just not willing to release. And I just encourage you not to force anything. Just spend an extra moment or two in those sticky spots and just let it know that you know it's there. There may be a message there, or there may be more that you need to understand. But you can just go around and, you know, just let it know you know it's there and then continue on and just sweep out your bowl. And when you get back to the front again, just check back in and see, how does your bowl feel different? And a lot of women who do this exercise, you should really check into your bowl beforehand, before you do the sweeping, to kind of get a sense of what does it feel like. Then do that sweeping exercise and then recheck back in. And women who do, they find that there's a lightness, that the pelvic area feels lighter in there. There's more of a sense of calm and peace when they do that sweeping exercise. And I really encourage women to do that on a daily basis, because or if you have a negative interaction with someone, sweep your bowl. Just get rid of their energy and release it and let it go, so you don't have to hang on to it and carry it with you.
Oh, good advice. So, and typically, how long would something like that take?
Just takes a couple of minutes. And it's not, you know, if you have a lot going on in there and there's some resistance and stuff, you really want to spend some time in those areas that, you know, don't want to release, because there might be information there. So it just depends on what you find. But I, you know, sometimes it'll just take me 30 seconds for me to just kind of like go around and just sweep it out. This was really, I didn't realize how powerful this was for me until I encountered a car accident on the highway. I was like one of the first few cars to to come upon this accident. And I went over to help the gal who was stuck in her car, and I was just trying to keep her still and keep her calm and until the ambulance came and was able to take her away. Well, that night I was laying in bed and I couldn't sleep. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I'm tossing and turning. And then I just happened to check in with my bowl, and I could just feel all the shock and trauma of hers that I was hanging on to trying to help her. And then once I swept that away and cleared that, I was able to fall asleep. And I was so grateful that I knew that tool. So know this is a really powerful tool for women that you can use for the rest of your life to just clear away the energies that are not supporting you anymore.
Wow, that's a powerful story, and that makes sense. So yeah, you're approaching this, and I really like the fact that you're approaching this on an energetic level, because you know and probably have experienced in your life, when we work on an energetic level, that clears the pathway for success, abundance, love, like all the good things that the universe has for us. Is that right?
Totally, definitely, definitely, yes. And it's just, but the neatest thing about this is that, you know, I really don't feel that a lot of us need a lot of help in our masculine energy because we're really good at doing things. But what I love is helping women to open up to that feminine energy of allowing and, you know, letting things happen and it let the magic happen. And I have one of my clients in my program who was, you know, very much a tomboy, and, you know, she was going to get stuff done. And she told me, she's like, she was really working on her feminine energy, and she came on a call and she's like, Lynn, people are reaching out to me. I don't even know how they're finding me, and they've got these amazing opportunities for me. And I'm like, yes, because you're open to receive it and you're allowing it to happen. And it was almost uncomfortable for her because she wasn't used to this being so easy and being in the flow. It's really is magical. And so there's so much power and potential that lies in our feminine essence. And men have this feminine essence too. So it's the same thing for men, but, you know, we can open up to this feminine energy and just allow the magic to happen in our lives. And, you know, sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable because it's like, but I didn't do anything. It just kind of happened, right?
Yeah. Do you have a couple ideas as to how men and women alike can do that kind of thing?
Ask that in another way, Jaden.
Do you have, a couple ways that men and women can tap or embrace their feminine energy?
Their feminine more. Yes. So here's... The biggest point is to really watch and be aware of when you're trying to force something. So an example for myself is I had this idea that I wanted to create an ebook. I was going to write this ebook, and I had this idea that I just thought about. I'm going to write this ebook about this topic. And I had it on my to-do list all week long to get it done. And I kept procrastinating it and I couldn't write it. And so I was really getting frustrated. So it's now Friday at the end of the week, and I was like, couldn't make myself sit down and write this. And so I was really tired, and I rarely let myself go take a nap. But I just was like, you know what? This is not flowing. I'm going to go lay down and take a nap. I went and laid down, and within 20 minutes, I never slept, but I just rested, and this whole new idea popped in of what I really wanted to write, so like what my soul was longing for me to write, and I went down and I wrote it out in 30 minutes, and it was done. And so that was, to me, the power of, you know, that masculine energy, okay, I'm going to do this. And that was my masculine saying, this is what I'm going to do. And yet it really wasn't in alignment with what my soul was wanting to create. And when I allowed my feminine to really rest and to just open up, like my feminine filled me with this whole new inspired idea that flowed right out of me in 30 minutes. So, you know, one big tip I would just offer to everybody is to be aware of when you're forcing things. That's a very masculine way of doing things. And just stop and say, okay, what can I allow? How can I allow more flow in here? And really, you know, breathing down into that left side of your body, left side of your bowl, and just being present there and just seeing what wants to be created through you is an awesome way to get inspired to act on that inspiration and just find how things flow. So go with the flow, avoid the force.
That's good. Go with the flow. There you go. That reminds me of a story of Thomas Edison. He, whenever he needed or was stuck on an idea or needed an idea, let's say he was thinking of an invention and didn't know the next step for it, he would take a nap, but he would do so in a chair sitting up, and he would hold a lead ball in each hand, and he put a metal plate on the floor below his hands, so that when right before he fell asleep, the hands would release the balls, they would drop, it would wake him up, and that's when he had the inspirational thought of what to do next in his creativity. So yes, that can certainly help anyone who is needing information and, to receive the next step. So Lynn, you're awesome. Love what you're doing out in the world and everything, how you're helping people. Please let our audience know how they can find out more about you and your work.
Okay, great. So I have a free ebook that I would like to offer your listeners. And it's called Are You Open to Receive? And in that ebook, I talk about the three questions to ask that you can find out whether you are open to receive. And we talked about one of them, which was the compliment thing that you used too, Jaden. But there's also three different mindsets that I find that are very common that limit women from being able to receive fully. So you can read those and learn how to shift those so that you can really be open to receiving more, whether it's more money, more clients, more love in your life. It's so important for us to be open to receive. So that you can find that on my website at rebirthyourradiance.com/open. So rebirthyourradiance.com/open. You can find that.
Okay, so Lynn, I heard rebirth your radiance /open.com.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's rebirthyourradiance.com/open. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. /open. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Well, thank you for that gift for our listeners. I know they're going to get a lot from that. And Lynn, you're fantastic. Loved having you on the show today, and I look forward to having you back in the future.
Great, Jaden. Thank you so much for this. I really enjooyed connecting with you today. Thank you. And
you're welcome. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you. Bye,
Alrighty.
Everybody.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, Lynn Schulte. She is fantastic. Connect in with her if you're wanting to get a little more information on how to tap into the receiving energy. And also, a couple ideas for you in terms of that exact topic, how to receive. You know, the interesting thing is it's actually our innate ability to receive. Think of children when they're younger, and how they are with other people. They're really beautiful receivers. And yet when children grow up, they're told certain things like it's better to give than to receive, or they have to share everything with their siblings or with other people around them. And it creates, if you've ever noticed a child and watched how they interpret that information, it creates a little bit of a disconnect for them because innately it goes against who they are. Well, then we grow up from children to teenagers to young adults to adults, and we have a mindset around giving. And we're told, that yes, it is better to give than to receive. And the reality is what we need to do, and Lynn talked about this, is really balance those two aspects within ourselves, the giving and the receiving. So if you're finding that you feel run down or you feel uninspired, that is an indication that your giving is out of balance to the receiving. So the receiving of part of you needs to be acknowledged, and it needs to be worked a little bit more than the giving part, because we're all natural givers now. Once we get past childhood, we become natural givers. And now we now have to learn to go back and learn how to receive again. So Lynn talked about, and the work that I do too, through my workshops, I mention and create an environment for people to learn how to receive. We actually have to learn that skill set. And the neat thing about receiving is once you start out and learn how to receive again, it gets easier. It's actually like a muscle, you know, that once you, the more you work it, the more developed it becomes and the more natural it becomes for you once again. And so as you develop that ability to receive, first starting out with compliments and then continue with smaller things like maybe lunch with a friend or a friend buying you dinner or a friend buying you an outfit or a blouse or something or taking you out on the town. And, you know, really allow to receive that gift. We actually give that person a gift by receiving it. So that's really important. Learn how to be a good receiver. So once you, you know, start with those things, the small things, because I'm always amazed in my work when people say, well, you know, I want $1 million from the universe and I want it now. And it's like, well, okay, I understand that, but, and so does the universe, and that the universe hears you, but are you in a position to receive? And that's the key. You have to be able to be in a position to be a receiver. So in a position, to be in the position of receiving is to be open to receiving, to be capable of receiving, to be someone who is actually able to be a receiver. So it's a capability, it's a skill set, it's an ability to receive. And we can't take that lightly. We really need to practice that skill set. So as you go throughout your day, ask yourself, you know, become aware and acknowledge your ability to receive. Are you receiving from others? Are you open to receiving? Are you able to receive? And then once you start to acknowledge your ability or opportunity to develop that receiving part of you, you'll start to change and shift. And as Lynn says, you'll be more in the flow of life and less in the forceful, pushing nature of life. That is not nature. You know, nature is in the flow. Watch it. Be in nature. Observe from nature the receiving that it does and the natural giving too, but more importantly, the receiving part. So hopefully we've inspired you to really tap into your ability to receive and to develop that muscle to receive more from the universe, because the universe has an abundance of gifts and beautiful things it wants to give you. But it's a matter of, are you in a position to receive those gifts? So it's not as if the universe is withholding anything from you, because you constantly have an opportunity to receive or not. But it's through the mindset and your physiology within your body as to whether or not you're able to be in that flow of receiving. So the work is really inside. It's an inner job that we need to work on. Our self-confidence is part of that. Our self-esteem is affected by our ability to receive, and vice versa. Our ability to receive is affected directly by our self-esteem and self-confidence. And if you need a boost with that, come to my workshop. I have a workshop in Calgary, Alberta. It's September 26th and 27th. It is a Saturday, Sunday, all day, full days, and it's called Upgrade Your Life. And we get into how to increase your vibration, how to overcome obstacles in your life. I take students through a guided meditation with Ganesha, who is the remover of all obstacles and the bearer of incredible wisdom and knowledge. A guided meditation, actually multiple guided meditations. So we work from the inside out, and then you're going to experience for yourself how to lift your energy and vibration, which directly affects you, your life, your success, your happiness, your joy, abundance. It creates an incredible flow for you. So I highly, highly recommend you come join us. I keep the classes to a maximum 30. That everyone is getting the most that they can from the training. And to find out more about that, please visit my Facebook page, which is Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N-S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Wealth and Wisdom. So Jaden Sterling, Wealth and Wisdom, you can find out everything you need to on my Facebook page about that upcoming event, or call our office at 778-526-4354. Again, that's 778-526-4354. Someone will be happy to answer any questions that you have about the upcoming event. It will be the last one for 2015. And again, that's September 26th and 27th in Calgary from the airport. So hope to see you there. Looking forward to seeing you there. And have a fantastic week. And remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet.